Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
June 28th, another hour of Good Day. Wednesday, yes it is, 7 at the hour. Doug Steffen with Jake Kirshner, who's here to grace us, honor us, regale us with her presence, her wit, her humor, her intelligence.
How brought to you my whole way through.
How brought to you by Progressive Insurance, insurance for your motorcycles, your boats, your RVs. For protection on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I love Willie Nelson and that song. I love, there's something about Willie Nelson's music that is so uplifting, that is so bright and to be cherished. It's, I listen, there's the Willie's Roadhouse on Sirius XM, and a lot of the old country music and stuff I played when I first was a disc jockey in the 60s, but it's none of it, every once in a while you come across a Guy Mitchell song or one of those, but it isn't, it's the reward is to hear Willie singing something. I think they play one of his tunes every hour. It just it does it for most everybody. Anyway, as far as Progressive is concerned, you can see how much you can save. 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. That would be what Jasper would say. Nose.com. I. Ball. That's it. Okay, so summer rain used to be welcome in my neck of the woods. It isn't anymore. Unbelievable.
It's state, it's welcome.
Oh, my God. But with the summer rain being as it is mostly fresh. It would be certainly welcome down where James Collins is in our main studio down in Dallas and that whole area from Texas over to Panhandle and down and up. It's that area is all dried out and hot. Temperatures well over 100 degrees there. So, with the summer rain, how about some humor? That'll cleanse your soul, cool your body. It'll be good for the air around you. So I thought perhaps we ought to think about what to do with a hot dog bun. How about that for, will that put a smile? What unusual things can you do with a hot dog bun?
As
with a
in
roll?
Other recipes, like other
yeah, whatever.
To eat it, or yeah.
Well,
play
maybe
a game, like let's put a hot dog bun into a hole and see who gets it in. Like, what is the game? I'm totally blanking on it. Cornhole.
You cornhole
instead of the little bean bags.
Listen, you're the expert here. You're the one who's got a 3-year-old. You got to come up with something that's good to do with a hot dog roll other than eat it. Do you know that we're going to consume 150 million hot dogs this weekend in America?
That sounds about right, yes.
Everyone,
we can't forget the hot dog eating contest happens. This is the time for the hot dog eating contest. So that has to account for a lot, too.
How many did he eat? This is the guy at Nathan's, right?
Yes. This is it in the
Glenn,
30s?
Do I remember his name?
Something?
I don't know. It's got to be sickening, though. Blech. Eating the hot dogs themselves. Do you remember when that truck... this is a chuckle. The truck... Was it last year, or it was at some point fairly recently, a truck loaded with a goop that they put into hot dogs. But, you know, there's a skin and then there's that stuff in the middle. All that processed, whatever it is that's there, bones and yucca bunga, to make the hot dogs taste as good as it does. It's a liquid, though, a gooey liquid. And the truck crashed, rolled over, and like 90,000 gallons of that stuff slopped off onto the highway and off the side of the road. It took them weeks to clean it up. They had to get vacuum cleaner. So excuse me. Okay, so how does that make you feel about hot dogs and hot dog buns? Yay! All right, going along with the holiday weekend, going along with refreshments, you're having a hot dog, so what better... What better companion to a hot dog than a beer, right? Let's have a nice cold beer. I don't drink this stuff because I don't eat the hot dogs either, but I know a lot of people who are going to drink a lot of beer. So I thought it was interesting. Actually, yesterday I said something about being queer. Do you remember that?
You don't like that word because it had such a negative connotation when you were growing up.
Exactly. So, as usual, when you say something like that and someone who would like to take a shot, for whatever reason, the guy took a shot at me about being a queer lover. You're a queer lover. And that's because I talk in a positive sense about some of the LGBTQ, whatever, however the letters go together, issues. Which is okay if you have that point of view. You can have it. You can keep it to yourself or you can share it, whatever you want. Doesn't mean I'm going to change my mind. Just because somebody either teases you, makes fun of you, takes a shot at you, that doesn't mean you have to change your mind. Stick to your guns.
Well, exactly. It's one of those things that what people say about you has more to do with them than it does with you anyway.
Yep, exactly. 100% correctamundo. So anyway, the Bud Light situation, which is a created foolishness, the boycott that changed the value of the company by $15 billion. So here's what they're doing for the 4th of July weekend. You want to know? Somebody's going to call me a queer lover again.
What are they doing?
They're going to offer a rebate of up to $15 on a purchase of a 15-pack of Bud Light, Bud Select 55, and in places where there's a 15-pack that sells for less than $15, the beer will probably be free. How about that? Anheuser-Busch, going back to Memorial Day, when did this thing happen, this whole business with Delaney Mulaney or whatever?
Yeah, Dylan Mulaney. Time is such a blur. I want to say May or April.
Was it that early? Okay, so that's why they did it in Memorial Day.
It could have been around May. And the thing is, it wasn't even like it was a national TV spot or anything like that. She's a social media star. This was a social media campaign.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway. Do as you will. If you like Bud Light, I don't like any of this stuff because the beer is not my thing. But if you like it, you should be drinking it and not worry about or think about it. What's the equivalent? I guess my question would be for beer drinkers. This is a good question on our social media page, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. So if you don't want to drink Bud Light, what's the equivalent? Is it a local beer that you find? There are a lot of local breweries now, mini breweries, a lot of them, almost every community, I think.
Oh, yeah,
a decent size has one.
Yeah,
so is that what you drink?
But some people just don't like Bud Light just in general. Some people are just, that's not their cup of tea to begin with.
I've heard it was kind of cheap, and that's why people buy it, because it's cheap. At any rate, the boycott apparently still going on. So here we go with their rally cry, $15 off, and if it's less than $15, it's free! anyway, their index score is going up a little bit. The equity that people have in the company has improved somewhat over the last, it looks like almost 90 days since this thing took place. I'm looking at some of the things here. All right, Paul says in May, the nation's largest LGBTQ advocacy group, the Human Rights Campaign, suspended Anheuser-Busch's corporate equality index, accusing the company of caving to political pressure. And what exactly is this index score if not just a form of political pressure itself?
Well, and that's a good point, too, because a lot of this backlash for Bud Light isn't only one-sided. It's they put out a social media campaign, people didn't like it. They took down a social media campaign, so then the other side didn't like it. So they really ticked a lot of people off with their actions and then their swift reactions.
So here's another stock story from the Wall Street Journal today. I just saw this, and I'm wondering, what the heck is this about? Although I'm not, again, a fan of the big drugstores like Walgreens and CVS. I have this local little guy who's got a couple of drugstores here. If I need something, I go see him. Anyway, that's just me. But because people have been avoiding the new COVID vaccines, the the fact that 83% of the people who got the first round did not get the second round. And because Walgreens had stocked up and had been so anticipating that they would get a lot of business and people would buy the shots for $19.95 or whatever they cost, they aren't buying them. And thus, their stock has gone down. The COVID stuff, the vaccines and that sort of, it's like flu vaccine. They are lost leaders, right? They're a way to get people to come into the store. Okay, come in, get your shot, and then wander around and buy some other junk that you think you need. Anyway, so that's why their stock has gone down. I would imagine CVS is going to be expanding. I'm looking around for some info on them. Same thing, right?
And with the COVID vaccine, remember how it was like you had to get it or you weren't even allowed into stores. You had a card and you had to prove the card and everything. Yes, and now it's completely optional. It's even in terms of the vaccine list in general to send children to school, I believe it's all places. I could be wrong. Maybe it's just most places, but the COVID vaccine is not required.
Nope. That's like, poof, gonzo. All right, here's something that's not required, but it's good to think about how you lose weight, want to look good, getting in that bathing suit, getting on the boat, taking a great maybe vacation, and you want to be seen, and when you're seen, you want to look good, right? The number of weight loss stories that provide you with encouragement at toploss.com for using Calitrin, the only real natural way, the only real drug-free way, the only real stimulant-free, doesn't have any stimulants, doesn't have any drugs, it just is an all-natural formula. The same ingredients are in their powder, in their liquid, and in the capsules. So it's so simple. Take it, watch the weight melt away, do a little exercising, and then keep taking it to keep the weight off. That's one of the secret things. That's as far as I'm concerned to using Calitrin. The secret is that you keep using it, even though that sounds good and that's a sales pitch. It really is true. Right now, using the Doug code, an unlimited BOGO deal. A BOGO means buy one, get one free. That's all at toploss.com for Calitrin.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner. Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Yo, babe, this one still needs to be back.
The service at Chuck's car detailing business is spotless. But new word of mouth recommendations leave him short of hand.
They don't have an appointment? Just get him in line behind the pickup truck. I'll stay for another couple hours and get it done tonight.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now 23 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program for today, Wednesday, Wednesday the 28th of June. And here's something shocking. Actually, social media today is loaded with shocking material, and we're going to cover some of it, probably not all of it, during the course of the program today. The first shocker comes from Pink. This is a shocker. I don't know what I would do if I were encountering, if I were up on a stage and I were performing, and this happened during the performance. I don't know what what I would do, frankly. So let's find out what Pink did as a fan threw something up on the stage while she was performing that was very, very unusual. Stand by.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are we just too scared to fight for what we want tonight?
I like her. I don't know if I'm an over-the-top fan of her music, like I might have been of Elvis, but there's something about her presence, the way she conducts herself, the way she looks and acts that I find very attractive and intriguing. I'm talking about Pink, who was performing. She's a Grammy winner, and she was singing Just Like a Pill during a concert. Actually, this was going on in London, so this fan tosses a clear plastic bag of some powdered substance on the stage. And so you watch the video of this moment and her pink looking at the bag, picking it up, holding it. And the lady who threw it up on the stage said, "That's my dead mother's ashes."
Yeah.
And so Pink says, "Is this your mom?" And so, yeah, yes, that was the answer. She's got to have been. I haven't seen.
She was so thrown off. She was like, "I don't know how to feel about this." And then she very gently set the bag at the front of the stage, kind of in front of one of the monitor speaker things. And
so, is the mother a fan? Is that why this person brought the?
Possibly. And so, mom got to have a front row seat at the edge of the stage, and Pink went right back into singing and everything. I have been Googling to see what happened to those ashes. Were they returned to the person? Mm-hmm. Where did they go? But it also raises the question, what is appropriate to throw on stage at to performers? Like, you have where people will kind of toss teddy bears or flowers or something, but lately you've had, for instance, ashes. You've had people have cell phones thrown at their face,
really?
Which clearly is not okay. But... Yeah. When you're doing something, like, genuine, not trying to cause destruction, like that cell phone situation with Bebe Rexha, what is appropriate and what is not appropriate? Human remains are probably not appropriate.
Here's my remembrance of a Tom Jones concert that I went to. A lady who was very big busted ran down the aisle. This was a concert in the round. And Tom Jones was singing. She whipped her bra off and threw that at him. That's what I remember about being...
Didn't that used to happen, like, all the time?
With him, it did. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, you can't take an animal into a human environment, treat it like an animal, and then expect it to respond like part of the family. You've got to treat your pet like part of the family, and then you'll get that response. The problem is, what member of the family would decide the dog's role or place? The husband says to the dog, "Jump up on the bed." The wife says, "Sleep in the other room." The dog's going to be confused. It's neurotic behavior. Decide in advance, with all of the family sitting down together, what your expectations are for your pet. Can he sleep in bed with you? Is he allowed on the furniture? When everyone establishes expectations, it's going to be a lot easier for the pet to adjust to the family and the family to adjust for the pet. I get this all the time. Warren, my dog is always on the couch. And the response on my part is, well, does someone in the family let him up there? Yes, my husband does. I tell him to get off. And the dog says, isn't that the definition of neurosis? Make those decisions. Sit down with the family. It'll be better for you and better for your pet. I'm Warren X.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Marine veteran who used a deadly chokehold on a homeless man on a New York City subway train will be arraigned this morning. A grand jury earlier this month voted to indict Daniel Perry in connection with the May 1st death of Jordan Neely, a homeless man suffering from mental health challenges. Charges will be unsealed during his arraignment, but they are believed to be second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. The 24-year-old Penny maintains he was protecting himself and others by restraining Neely, who he said was threatening subway riders. A deadline for Hollywood actors and studios to get a deal done looms over the entertainment world this week. SAG-AFTRA's contract with studios expires on Friday. Over the weekend, the union told members that negotiations with studios had been extremely productive. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio, let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Inspiration. The summertime is very inspiring time. The holidays are inspiring time. 4th of July weekend is coming up upon us, and we'll be here live on the 4th of July with another exciting Good Day adventure into what's real, what's happening, or what's happening, baby. James and Jay, and I should change my name to Jug, so we have this alliteration.
Right? Wait, that's a character, Jughead. Who is that? Jug. Why am I blanking on
it? There was a cartoon character named Jughead.
Bazooka Joe?
No. I think it may have been in the Bazooka, yeah.
Who's
I remember Jughead.
Betty and Veronica. And Jughead.
That's it.
Archie. I got there eventually.
You got it. I'm not
so
a cartoon fan, but
I'm so proud of that moment.
You should be. Hip hip hooray for Jay on the good day. The moon, speaking of, I love looking at the stars and looking when the sky is bright and they don't have any clouds in the sky. How much of an inspiration is that? And as the moon fills out each month, it becomes more of an inspiration. The other night when you saw Venus and Mars pretty much alongside the moon, they weren't really, but it looked like that in the sky. It was kind of cool. You'd go out and I'd have a nice long walk with Daisy, looking up at the... Yeah, And think about it. The other side of it is when the sun goes down, what does that do? When you watch a sunset, the vivid colors, it's like looking at flowers in the sky, right? It's really cool to see the things and wonder what, and looking at your grandchildren probably, if you have them, maybe that's a bounty in and of itself, right? The treat of watching them talk, learn how to talk, learn how to walk, do whatever it is. That's something else that's an inspiration. Look around you. Most of the things, watching plants grow, seeds, this time of year when you plant a seed, this is a great thing for a child too, by the way. Put a seed. I remember I bought one of those lettuce grows for my grandson Miles about 4 or 5 years ago, and that fellow was a sponsor. He's married to a singer. What was her name? No, an actress.
Oh, well, yeah, she's a singer too. Actress. She was in the band She and Him, Zooey Deschanel. And she's still part of it. I believe they still work together. Her ex-husband.
Right.
They still work together with this.
Right. Anyway, so that was my grandson. That was the first time in my life that I really saw him get excited about something that he didn't know anything about. Didn't understand those seeds would grow. And every day he'd be out there, Gramps, look at this! And some other things that grow quickly, like bamboo, for whatever the reason, we've been talking about bamboo a lot this week. Bamboo grows very quickly. There are a lot of things, but because it's so moist where I am here, and it's now getting humid, you can almost every day see the corn grow by an inch, or the tomatoes getting bigger in the garden, or whatever it is that you may be growing. And that is an inspiration in and of itself. So have your way with that stuff. Spend some time and brighten up somebody's life with a thought or an experience that you can get them to be inspired. One of the least inspirational, to sort of turn this around, is always the good with the bad, right? Or the bad with the good. So one of the least inspiring folks that I find involved in politics is good old Ron DeSantis, who has now asked a federal court to dismiss the Walt Disney lawsuit against him and the state, claims illegal retaliation over a political dispute. In the motion, attorneys argue that he and the Secretary of the Department of Economic Opportunity are, quote, immune from the suit. Neither the governor nor the secretary enforce any of the laws at issue, so Disney lacks standing. I'm going with Disney on this one. Whether you agree, it really isn't about the suit itself. It's about the approach and the grandstanding that this phony does. What he's pulling, why? And why would you go after the state's largest employer and the biggest taxpayer in the state?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna make a point. I'm gonna fix those guys. We're tough. And anyway,
especially with Disney World, yes, they have their own system. They have their own government.
I'm not a fan of Disney.
But you know what I mean. They only have so many hotels and resorts on actual Disney property. The majority of people who come to Disney World from out of town
stay in other hotels.
They're staying out. In other areas. This is the biggest. It's such a tourist thing that brings in so much money. What is the problem?
The problem is he's got an ego, and I'm not thinking he's that. Some people say, oh, he's a very smart guy. I'm not sure that he is. Or either that, or he's so stuck on the anti-LGBTQ.
Oh, yeah, he's intelligent.
Like it or not, this is the way the world is going. I don't necessarily embrace all of this stuff either, especially the business about gender identification and that sort of thing. I don't get it. I guess I don't really care, but I just want to make sure that it's not practiced on somebody that I care about, that philosophy. But other than that, this guy is a complete political grandstander. And you say he's smart? Okay, maybe he is.
I do. And that's the thing, because he's such a grandstander. He really knows how to galvanize. And he goes for the most vocal groups for following. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of what Donald Trump was doing to a degree. Well, not to a degree, but it's what
How does that show leadership, though? How does that show real leadership? Does it?
Well, because people are following, and that's one of the things. I mean, when it comes to just the primary definition of leadership, so many people are following Ron DeSantis, and he is going towards the most vocal groups. Right. When it comes to any, like, especially the LGBTQIA community, we are in a way going backwards, because while some people, look, if you don't agree with it, you don't have to agree with it, and that's totally okay, and I'm not just talking
about
Well,
some of it's come too fast.
But the problem is, so many people are so much more vocal about being anti other people for one way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Why is it your business?
Whether they're against who they love, or their religion, or their skin color, or even their jobs. I mean, people just come for people in such a manner outwardly that is so vocal, and I do not recall it being this vocal in
social media. Has given the cowards of the world a standard they follow.
Community is shutting down government, shutting down everything for the pandemic. I feel like once everybody came back out of our holes, it's like people came back so angry and so vocal with their anger.
There's another side to that. You know, that's a great angle. The whole business of COVID was so badly handled. And here's yet another example of why people are angry. This is one of the greatest grifts of all time. The results this week, according to a study in the Wall Street Journal, what it cost the taxpayer in fraud, stolen money, $200 billion in COVID-19 aid was stolen. $200 billion from these large COVID relief initiatives. The federal government, the government accounting office, is now investigating federally funded programs that were aimed at helping small businesses. This certainly was a big public health crisis. You can argue whether we overcooked our response to it, but certainly the amount of money, were we grateful to have it, those of us who got PPP loans to keep our businesses going? Yep. But why did we have to have them in the first place? Why was the response, as you were saying in the last half hour, and you can hear that, by the way, if you go back to our gooddayshow.com website, you'll find all of the show all day long repeats itself. So you can hear what Jay said specifically about COVID. And we were talking about Walgreens losing its status because the COVID-19 reshots have been rejected by the public for the most part. Their numbers are off by like 83% what they expected. The number of people who have gotten the second shot versus only, 17% of the people who get the first round have gotten the second round. So that has hurt the business. But the point here...
Like nobody's getting the third round.
No. So the point here is that with COVID-19 and the way the money was just flowing here, there, and everywhere without anybody watching, where we had this story about that clown Sonny Perdue, who was the ag secretary, and the billions of dollars that went to his pals in Georgia and other areas in the southeast that had no businesses, they had no business getting the money, they didn't need it, they just got it, as a lot of other people who get it. The farm bill itself that's going through process now of being put together, culled, if you will, from the last one, but it's being reactivated. It has to be ready for September. And once again, all of the big ag outfits that don't need the money, the process of who gets the dough, how much money are you giving to this person's campaign, yada, yada, that reflects directly. It's a direct line, a straight line between that and what shows up in the farm bill to be signed on. And it's billions of dollars of relief that needs to go to the small family farmer that instead goes to these big corporations. It is grift. It is, you know, remember the movie, there was a movie called The Grifters. You know what a grifter is?
I'm thinking drifter, and I feel like that's wrong. What's grifter?
Well, it's a combination of graft and drift. Graft, corruption, combined with somebody who drifts, or who would go around and sort of take advantage of circumstances. There were a lot. Have you ever seen the movie The Sting? You haven't seen the movie The Sting.
That.
The Sting is Paul Newman and
I have not.
And
the only Paul Newman movie I've seen is Slapshot.
Go see that movie or find it. You can download it. It's one of the best movies ever made, and it's all about grifting. It's a fabulous movie, frankly. And that sort of will give you a tone as to what grifting is all about. All right, a couple of other sources here this morning. I spend, as I say often, there's 14 or 15, 16, sometimes, depends on the day, what I use for sources. L.A. Times today has a column that is basically aimed at what we were just saying a few minutes ago about Bud Light. Again, first half hour, catch it at gooddayshow.com. The idea of the bigots, and some people obviously will reject that term. But this is another Florida thing. It's another Ron DeSantis thing. This ruling from a Florida judge that bans the law which bans transgender treatment. This is for everybody to think about. So the judge, if you haven't seen this, you haven't heard it. Federal judge's rejection of Florida's law, which bans transgender treatment, is sort of like a pile of court rulings overturning what Ron DeSantis has done. This particular column calls it a campaign of bigotry. I call it a campaign of ignorance. Maybe it's a little of both. Maybe those two things go hand in hand. But that's one of the reasons he's so strident. He's so divisive. You know, I used to think that Trump, I used to think Obama was divisive. And he was in many ways with his attitude toward racial stuff. And I guess that's to be understood because he's a black guy. But at any rate, this whole business about the bigotry and separating and dividing our country for the benefit, the political gains of a few people is disgusting. It disgusts me to see how this stuff is being used to turn people against other people who are on both sides actually basically good people. Think about that. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah. That's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's, I feel like quiz time. Sometimes when we do the Food Farm Family Report, Jay, I'd like to give a quiz after. I'll see if people are listening.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, how about that?
Multiple choice or fill in the blank?
Yeah. A little of both. That's what I used to do when I was teaching school. Kids didn't know. I'd give them a homework assignment. Next morning, they came into school. Okay, here's our five-question quiz for the day, and it would be solid. Oh, no. So, yeah, that'd be good for you. We give you a swell prize if you can answer the questions. FoodFarmFamily.com is where you find all the answers. Today, you'll see that we're touting National Tapioca Day, bubbling with excitement. National Tapioca Day. You can explore the less popular. This is not as much. There aren't as many carbs in tapioca because it's made with rice, right? Isn't that how tapioca is made? Like a pudding, right? I like
it's
tapioca.
It's still a lot of carbs, but it's a difference between complex carbs versus simple carbs.
Yeah,
complex
maybe.
Carbs are the good carbs. Simple carbs, not so great.
Did
no,
you as
backwards.
A child? Did you like to eat tapioca as a child, and do you still eat it now?
No. It's a texture thing for me. I've never liked it. However, I do like boba tea with the tapioca pearls in it.
I don't know what that is. What is that? Where do you get that?
They're just like these little tiny like gummy balls, and it's in a tea, like a tea latte, or a dairy-free alternative to milk.
All right, well, here's the opportunity to expand your palate with a focus on tapioca, going back to the year 1500 when it was first introduced, and then the folks on Taiwan started to put those little things, little pearls in them, and since then, I think as time has gone on, I've found a resurgence of interest in tapioca, like puddings in general. I think that people like puddings. So there you go, Tapioca Day. Here's our recall of the day. Foremost Food Corporation recalling Pamana. I was going to say when I saw it, Panama, but it's Pamana. P-A-M-A-N-A bread. No, sorry. It's Pamana Fruit Jelly Cup. All right. If you have any of those, you bought these things. They're available most to every store around. You can find them in the chili section where you find the yogurt, jelly cups. Bring them back.
The little
they're small. Yeah.
Well,
right.
And if this sounds like, if you're having deja vu and you're kind of like, wait, didn't we already have this recall? This is a different company.
Oh, is it?
It's a completely different company that carries the same type of product, these little mini individual jelly thingies. And it's just such a small little cup that apparently it's a choking hazard.
Amazing. All right, let's talk about what else is going on in the grocery store. Did you know that grocery carts can tell if you're at risk for stroke? I found this very interesting. Supermarket carts fitted up with sensors that could identify people if they have a risk of a stroke or not. And a lot of participants were diagnosed. 39 shoppers actually had atrial fibrillation, AFib, and they could measure that how you were holding on to the grocery cart. I find that to be
That's very interesting.
Isn't that interesting? I'm going to talk about that with Dr. Ken this week on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the cardiologist that we have on with research stuff that he does every week. What will we find here? Every week there's fascinating things being researched, and so that'll be one of the things we talk about. You can check that out. Good Day Health. Both the doctors, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronos, at gooddayhealthshow.com. Artificial intelligence reaching all of us who are, I shouldn't say all of us, because all of us don't eat out. There are some people who go to good restaurants, some people get the fast food stuff. The labor shortages. I was in a little country restaurant yesterday, and the sign on the door as I walked in was, "Please be patient. We're having the same trouble hiring help as everybody else is," which I thought was an interesting way. You know, a lot of kids that are wet behind the ears, high school girls and boys, mostly girls in this place. But it's hard to find good help, and you've got to wonder why. Well, we all know why. Let's not go down that street because it takes too much energy out of the room. Wendy's has partnered with Google Cloud to conduct a pilot of what's called Wendy's Fresh AI at a Columbus location. Checkers, Carl's Jr., Hardee's, Del Taco, White Castle, Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's have all deployed AI drive-through chatbots. How about that? Did you know you were talking to AI when you order whatever it is you order in the fast food line?
Another opportunity to say, I want to speak to a person.
White Castle calls the system Julia. Okay, that's it. I'm taking a pause on that one. 59.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.